Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They wanna be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ with Hugh here on the show for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And it's interesting because I heard a lot of this yesterday. It was, you and I just dismissed it. Just totally dismissed it. But now with Luis Garcia and Jose Urquidy down, Trevor Bauer. I mean, we just glossed over it, Trevor Bauer. Right. It is a big discussion in this city. In this city, it's a big discussion.
I doubt it's a big discussion with this team.
No, I doubt it's a big discussion with this team as well. But with the fan base, and I was awfully shocked to hear how many people are pro Trevor Bauer.
Well, they're just pro good pitcher.
Well, they're pro good pitcher, but what about good person?
Yeah, that's not really. Come on. You know, honestly, really, no one cares about that stuff anymore.
Well, did you care about Roberto Osuna? Did you care about?
Yeah, I cared about it.
Yeah,
I cared about it.
Did you care about the minor leaguer that beat up the girl in the stairwell?
Absolutely. I don't know what happened with Bauer and the other girl. I know they were having. I hate even talking about this on the air, but it's true. I mean, they were having consensual rough sex. It sounded like it got way out of control on Bauer's part. Yeah. You know, the girl getting beat up in the stairs is just pure assault that should. Required prison time.
Right. Well, she felt that Bauer was pure assault because she was unconscious and maybe when he beat the snot out of her or whatever.
And maybe she was. Now, I know that no charges were filed on that.
Yeah.
No, you know, I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened. I know no charges were filed.
I know this. Baseball didn't want him around for almost 2 years.
But Major League Baseball didn't, like, what was the deal with Major League Baseball just kind of, it was kind of like the Deshaun Watson thing where they said, there's enough there that we're not messing with you.
Yeah.
It was the same kind of deal.
Yeah.
And so, because Deshaun wasn't charged with anything, and there was, they were like,
no, something
happened
here.
Stuff here that we have information on. So,
exactly.
As far as, but fans forgive anybody who can do well for them.
And listen, I'm with Tillman. You know what? We need to be a forgiving society, but I don't have to root for that on my baseball team, do I?
No, you don't even have to ask for it on your baseball team.
No. I. How did you feel about Roberto Osuna when he was on the mound?
Not great, but I didn't have a lot of details at that time. I mean, there was do you remember how?
Because Canada doesn't allow the details of a
we
trial.
Didn't,
to
there out. Were no videos. Yeah, there were no details. So there wasn't really anything there. He hadn't been found guilty. There were no details. There's no video. It was just kind of a concept of what happened, and there were no specifics. With Bauer, we ended up getting pictures, and some specifics. You know, with everyone else, it's been pretty bad with some of the people and some of the things that we've had. So with Watson, we had no video or pictures, but we had several accounts,
it's
graphic accounts. So with Bauer, I just think that it's the same kind of deal. I think people, Cleveland Browns fans were happy for the most part. A lot of Cleveland Browns fans, I should say, were happy that they added a good quarterback.
You know, it's funny, though, because it didn't happen in their city or whatever.
Right.
And that was Houston's problem. That's not our problem. Whatever the case may be. But there were a lot of Browns fans who just said, I ain't watching them no more. There were more than a few that said, you know what, I can't stand for this.
Right. And the Bauer thing is actually, a lot of it also has to do with some people just don't like him because he's been anti-Astro. He's been he's been very negative about the Houston Astros and their players and cheating.
But I don't think. But I don't think that, I didn't hear much of that. As a matter of fact, I don't know that he would even come here. But
he probably didn't. But a lot of people don't like Trevor Bauer because of it. Yeah. They already don't like him.
Yeah. No. Well. But the Los Angeles Dodgers didn't like Trevor Bauer. I mean, the players didn't want him back in the locker room. They wanted no part. They paid him a lot of money. A lot of money to just sit there and not ever come
back. But how much is that because it had nothing to do with the other stuff and it had everything to do with the fact that he's just an a-hole?
Well,
they didn't get along with him.
No.
Because I think that's some of, apparently that's some of it too, is that they didn't like, he wasn't a good team, they didn't like him as a teammate. They didn't like the guy. If you know, just like I do, if players like another player, they do everything they can to bring, to get him back.
Yeah, they'll have his back. Look at how many Texans had Deshaun's back.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, and if they don't like you, good. There's a great reason to get rid of you. I think he is a guy who's a know-it-all, who people fundamentally don't like from a personality standpoint. And I think the Dodgers players looked at that as, I wonder how many Dodgers players are like, this is not how we treat people during sexual relations, and we don't do this, and we stand for the right thing. Now, they probably thought, this guy's an a-hole. Didn't like him anyway. Whatever the case was, and maybe it was just a few players thought that, but they were the important players. I just know this. I didn't spend that much time on it because I don't think there's any chance that that happens.
No, I don't think so either. I think if ownership and management went into the locker room and said, guys, what do you think? I think the guys would say, no, we don't want him in here. I mean, this is...
You think so?
Now, they did ask about Roberto Ozuna, though, and they all said, yeah, bring him on.
I don't know that Bregman has a good relationship with
Bauer. No, I don't know that wives would want Trevor Bauer around. I mean, because of, hey, we got to stand for something, and we got to stand for... I don't know why it was okay with Roberto Ozuna, but it's not okay with Trevor Bauer. But for whatever reason, Trevor Bauer has an aura of just... terribleness around
him. Dislikeability.
Yes, everything about Trevor Bauer. Yet I heard yesterday, hey, no, we need that guy. Get him, get that guy. And I was like,
yeah, I don't really pay attention to it. Fans who have no skin in the game where they don't have to deal with repercussions. They don't have to deal with repercussions of trading away a bunch of picks. They don't have to deal with repercussions of bringing on a bad guy. They don't so it's hard to, because if that blows up in your face, you don't care. You're just on to the next thing. You don't get fired. You don't.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't ruin your evening and your career.
You know what? Roberto Ozuna.
Look, he has resting frown face.
No, he does. He's.
Look, he's got a resting frown face. That's what Cleveland, formerly the Indians, now the Commanders.
But they still
the Cleveland.
Chief,
we
Chief
call them Cleveland
Wahoo,
Commanders.
Yeah. Chief Wahoo
or Guardians
of the Guardians. Chief.
I
Wahoo.
Call them Cleveland Commanders. But look at his face. He's just got a frown.
He's got
face.
Resting B face. Yeah, mm-hmm. He does. But I don't know. Maybe if you have a differing opinion, you're more than welcome. Hey, the guy never got charged.
He's a good pitcher.
Yeah, he's a great pitcher. No, he's a great pitcher. I likened him to DeChambeau in his training methods. Did you ever see his training methods? Did you ever see the behind the scenes of how Trevor Bauer goes about it?
I think I have, yeah. Well, he's one of the original. He's got ownership in one of the spin rate.
Yeah,
calculators.
Well, he and his dad created this the whole
swing plane
the whole
thing,
way
yeah.
that he does yeah. That he goes about his workouts and everything else, and managers didn't like. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't he on UCLA with Gerrit Cole? That I think that's part of the reason they were teammates. They were teammates.
Yeah,
college teammates.
Were they okay?
And
well, that's some pitching. Right
and
there.
They it was a and he, Trevor Bauer allegedly is very uncoachable because he's like, I do it my way and this is the way I'm going to do it. And I don't care what you think about the way
that
I do it.
That probably doesn't sit well with his teammates either.
No. I mean, there's very little about Trevor Bauer, but I was just amazed. I just don't want that pall over my team. I don't know. I want to be able to root for the guys. I want to feel good about the guys. And I know there's that whole forgiveness thing. The guys make mistakes and they do stuff but I just want to, I don't know, as a fan, I don't know, maybe you guys can chime in if you want, 713-780-3776. I just want to be able to root for I'd rather have a bunch of good guys that like each other, what's one thing about this Astros locker room is that for years and years now, it's just been, I know it's been them against the world, and a lot of other players don't like them, but they all like each other, and you can just feel that. You feel that watching the team.
Yeah,
that 17 team was like so awesome in that it was like an era of good feeling when they won. Remember, they were all good guys that you wanted to root for, and then you found out they were all cheating. But you were like, I don't care. I don't care
because it's our team.
Because everybody's cheating.
Yeah,
but this last year's team, it just seems like they're so tight knit and so. I don't want that on my team. I don't want a Trevor Bauer on my team.
No, I don't either.
Well, you heard Mauricio Dubon after the San Francisco game, what that was either yesterday or the day before, where he talked about, you know, the locker room has such a family atmosphere,
yeah,
and that he likes it a lot more than he did in San Francisco. So
everybody does. Everybody loves it here.
I mean, you haven't been here, RJ, as long, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's been like this since, frankly, it's been like this since 15. People just kind of skip over, but 15 is just a lot of the players, the core players were here. Well, Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Dallas Keuchel at that time, George Springer, they had that atmosphere then. Like, yeah, it was already developing with club. They had Club Astros going on back then. Is they started their own club after wins, and they had Club Astros. Now, the Padres are doing something that they're like, this is amazing. The Padres are doing where they dance, or they do, what do they do? They do something after wins, and it's like, this, I thought it was going to be something. I was just like, oh, this is a cheap knockoff of Club Astros. But so this has actually been going on even longer than 17, but 17 is when you had more of the core all together. You had Bregman in there, you know, you had Justin Verlander was there for that. So, you know, core guys, Ken Giles, the core,
yeah,
the important piece.
Why do you hate Ken Giles?
I told you
yesterday,
just,
you hated him.
I'm never going to be okay with Ken Giles. I already told you that.
No,
and then he had the shirt on. I think, you know, a lot of it was when he had the shirt on, no F's given, and
I love that.
And he's got the cigar, and he's like, you were so bad, they had to basically DFA you in the middle of a World Series.
I think no F's given is my picture on my fantasy football team.
Probably, yeah. It probably is.
Yeah, yeah. And no F's given. I love that shirt.
Okay, then you need to factor this in for Trevor Bauer. Well, you don't need to, but people need to. Do you know he's already got, there's already people upset with him on his own team? Did you see this story?
I saw this video.
He's got a sword celebration. When he strikes somebody out, he sheaths his sword. And then their closer came out and said, basically it translates to, don't be an idiot. That is disrespectful. There are better ways to go about this. Because Trevor Bauer has asked all of the fans through social media to celebrate with him after strikeouts, but he wants them all to do the sword thing. Now, I don't know why it's considered, but here's what Cleveland's radio announcer, Tom Hamilton said. He said, now Bauer's making enemies in Japan. Bauer wants to celebrate a strikeout by pretending he's shoving a sword into a sheath, and his Japanese teammate said on Twitter, that's disrespectful. Absolutely shocking that Trevor Bauer would go to another country and make enemies with teammates. Nobody would have seen that coming. What an idiot. So that should tell you, that was his team 2 years ago. I mean, two teams ago. His last team was the, you know, Dodgers, who didn't want him back. I mean, come on, guys. Is there not enough here to tell you that? And trust me, announcers are the ones who know everything. They know where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah.
Mark Vandermeer, do you know how much Mark Vandermeer
Mark
knows
Vandermeer
that he would never
everything.
Say ever? So if an announcer is publicly making these comments, that tells you what a no good dude this must be.
Mm-hmm.
An unlikable guy. So his teammates in LA didn't want him back. I don't want to mess with this Astros team. Great, he can pitch. Keep going in Japan. Nobody in baseball wanted you.
No. No, you know what? You just can't. Astro fans, don't do that. You don't want this on your team. You just don't. I would rather have, you know what? You're dealing with the Astros. Right now, we're dealing with something we haven't seen. These injuries. We'll give an update on the injuries. We'll hear from Alex Bregman on the other side as well. And about the offense. It's, you know what? I would rather have us having a dismal season, an abysmal season, then have to root for Trevor Bauer. That's just me. Maybe, I don't know about you. Do you want to go out and get him? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here. Right now we're talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf. And I was texting John Clay Wolf yesterday. As a matter of fact, a buddy of mine is going to sell his business, and he's got a bunch of vehicles. And I asked John Clay Wolf, hey, what do you think? He goes, hey, man, send them on. Bring them on, baby. Let's go. I'll take whatever you got. And you know what? That's just the way he is. And then another guy sitting next to me goes, oh, yeah. He goes, absolutely. I sold my car to John Clay Wolf, and I got more than I would have anywhere else. As soon as I said something, he said something, and I said, absolutely, I'll take that money right now. And he took that money for that vehicle because he got more from John Clay Wolf than he would have sold it, selling it anywhere else. This happens all the time, people. If you're looking for the best way, especially if you've got a nicer vehicle, John Clay Wolf will give you more because that goes for more at auction. The nicer vehicles, it's still out there. The great, great, great deal that you're going to get on nicer vehicles right now is still out there. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, put it in, and it literally can take you minutes to sell your vehicle. At GiveMeTheVIN.com, that's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
I'm a travel the globe, you keep the block hot driver. Open the door for me, my hair her find us. We playing hide and seek with the passports. What we at? Oh, the pilot gotta remind us, yeah.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on the show. You're more than welcome to do that. Astros lose again yesterday. And again, I mean, the offense is abysmal. It's just abysmal. It's just awful. And the lineup is, I just don't understand it. I know Pawpaw, he loves, I'm going to take care of veterans. It's just gotten to the point where you're hurting the team. You can't keep doing this. You cannot keep.
Watch him.
Oh, my goodness. Lance.
Watch him.
Jose Abreu. Adam Everett, after his rookie season, was his OPS for the season ever as low as Jose Abreu's
had
is
to
now.
Have been.
No.
Who
Adam
back
Everett
and looked
is
at
the
that?
Epitome of, he is the face of Slappy McWhiff.
Yeah.
He was Slappy McWhiff, uh-huh. Right?
Bogar and Everett. The same
Bogar
guy.
And Everett. It's the Slappy. He and, you know, Ausmus was another one.
Yeah, same guy.
Same guy. They were all the same guy. Adam Everett did not have an OPS this low.
There's no way that's true. How do you know that?
Because I went and looked it up.
You had to go look it up yourself?
I looked it up.
You immediately are compared. So at some point you said, you know what, I should go check?
Yeah.
Let me go check out. Here's how this happened.
You know what? It's not even close.
Here's how that happened. You said, let me go check Adam Everett, the face of, oh, you're right, the face of slappiness.
The face of, it was. So Abreu's OPS right now is 531. 531. Adam Everett, after his rookie season, which was right there at 524, but he only played 40 games. After his rookie season, his OPS was 700.
Wait. Adam Everett?
703, 654, 642, 599. Ooh. And that was his last year in Houston. If Abreu had a 700 OPS right now, we'd be like, oh, it's okay.
I can't believe
that. And that's Adam Everett.
Adam Everett.
It's like, it's worse than batting Everett, Adam Everett fourth.
I almost feel like I need to apologize to him for having two 700. It's not like 700 should be this incredible marker, but I still would have guessed he'd be sub 700.
No.
Because he's, you know, Adam Everett.
Right, exactly.
You may need to look up Tim Bogard just so I feel better
okay,
about myself.
Okay, let me
human,
see. I'll look up. Okay.
But that's, man, that's surprising. That's really surprising.
It's unbelievable. And I bet you Ausmus is better,
this is,
too.
This is going to turn into a daily thing, Jose Abreu.
Okay, who's...
Like, this is going to hound him. This is not a one-year contract either, John. It's a three-year contract.
And okay, only 1 year did Tim Bogard have a worse year than Jose Abreu's having. 710 in 97. 710 his OPS was.
That must be steroids.
The next year was 420.
Whoa. Then it
was, but then it was 671 and 611. All better than Jose Abreu.
Yeah, and all bad.
All bad and all better. It's like batting Tim Bogar or Adam Everett fourth. It's worse than that.
He's got to get him out of there. And his thought is probably, he's a veteran. I know he can do it.
Let's look up Brad Ausmus.
And he probably thinks, I know he can do it. Well, now, Adam Everett, he's going to be in the 600. He had his OPS is going to be like, because remember his slugging and OPS was like the same thing.
No. 324. You know why I looked it up? You want to know why I looked it up? You want to see about, you want to know the truth about Jose Abreu?
Probably on base and slugging.
On base is higher than slugging.
Yeah.
on base is higher than his slugging.
How is that? Oh, walks.
Walks.
That's almost, I've almost never seen that ever.
Yeah.
You think it's ever happened in a season?
Oh, yes, absolutely has.
Not with over, for I'll a player?
I bet it's happened to Brad Ausmus.
Not, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think it actually it has.
No, absolutely it has.
With over 200 at-bats, I remember that's the magic Ausmus was if your on-base could be as high as your slugging.
So, Brad Ausmus.
That's hard for a whole year, though, John.
Well, Brad Ausmus, see, that's why, oh, yes, it happened in a whole year. 356 and 357 in 1998. His on base was higher than his slugging for the season.
357.
128 games.
But look at what that adds up to. Over 700.
713. No. I'm telling you, with Houston, Brad Ausmus is a slugger next to Jose Abreu.
No, you just put in context how bad this is right
this
now.
This is
for anyone who's been an Astros fan more than 2017. And you know about Astros, these guys are the faces of incompetent hitting in the 2000s.
Ausmus, Everett, and Bogar, and they're all higher than Jose Abreu.
Oh, my goodness.
And he continues to roll them out in the cleanup spot. Dude, give the guy a break. And not only that, but give your
lineup a
chance. Dusty can't lose the locker room, but, I mean, when you continue to do this and you continue to hurt the team the way that this is hurting the team, I know he's a veteran, he's a former MVP, and Dusty.
Yeah, that's over. The MVP thing's over.
You cannot hurt your ball club the way that this guy's hurting the club. You just can't continue to do it. I believe he's going to hit. I believe Jose Abreu is better than this. I believe Alex Cintron is going to continue to work for him. But you can't improve his swing velocity, his swing speed. You just, I don't know. I don't know how you do this. And I obviously know way more about hitting than we do.
No, I mean, it's a serious question. This is why some of you who just didn't think it was a big deal that Bagwell was such a vital part of this team with Crane, he's just trusted. How do you end up with a 3-year deal with a guy who's 36 years old? I mean, seriously.
And for 58 and a half.
Any player who's 36 years old, how do they get anything more than a 1-year deal? How? Ever?
It's starting to become, and you know what? This offense is in such a, when Brantley and Altuve come, okay, I guess. Are we sure that Michael Brantley, who hasn't played in a year, that Jose Altuve is coming off a huge injury, that he hasn't been able to even hit, that he's going to start hitting right away? Are we sure about that? And you're going to continue to march Jose Abreu out in front of Kyle Tucker. It's the most amazing. Kyle Tucker is a star in the game. He's an all-star. He's on the American team. He is one of the best players in baseball. And you continue to roll out Jose Abreu hitting in front of him. It's amazing. You want Jose Abreu batting in situations that you could have Kyle Tucker batting in?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. You're going to have to stop that.
It has to stop. Dusty's won 2,000 games. He's got his World Series title now. You don't know his – okay. Okay. It's maddening. It's maddening.
Let's see. Roger's been on hold for a while to talk about the Astros. Let's see what Roger's got here. What's up, Roger? How are we doing?
Good morning, John, Lance. Hey, man, I'm doing great. Hey, you guys are right on the money. Y'all are spot on. Y'all got a lot of stuff off my chest. Just listen to that, Jesus. But like you said, it's all in Dusty, and it's just more of the same. Brent Rawls to beat with this guy, and I mean, and he's protected on both sides of the lineup, so there's no excuse. Anyway, on the triple barrel train, I mean, we have to look at it through a business standpoint, right? I mean, last time I checked, you know, we're on the brink of a bad season. We're like right there on the fringe, on the cusp, if you will. I mean, we got Urquidy's got soreness, or he's got the swelling in the shoulder. We don't know what that's going to be like. You know, everybody don't want to say it, but you know about Garcia. Nobody wants to say it, but it's coming. And Glass Lance, I mean, I don't know when he's going to come back, or he's going to come back at all. He has a relapse and doesn't rehab as well, or his comeback doesn't go as quite well as they like it, which proves our season's done. So as a manager, as TM, and as an owner, you have to do your due diligence and try to get top-tier talent on this team. And for Marquez Goddard, he can really do some good with the Trevor Bauer signing. But you have to put like maybe a character clause in his contract or something like that. Hey, who's the most hated team in baseball anyway? Doesn't matter. We're going to be hated for whatever. So just, you know, it's just more of the same.
It's totally different. This is not being. I don't care what people think about the Astros. Nor the Astros. Roger. You're focusing on outside stuff like, we're going to be hated anyway. They're going to be focused on inside stuff. Like, how is this guy who has not been liked by his teammates in two different organizations, now he's working on a third in a different country. Why would you want to bring that into your team that is so tight-knit, where your team, so as soon as you face some adversity, you're going to go, you just don't care? I mean, Roger, it's not smart baseball when you just basically say, we're going to change who we are just because we're going to panic here. No, you don't do that. You are who you are. You're deep. You've got a deep pitching roster. You have Lance McCullers coming back at some point. He said he's healthy yesterday. Now, he didn't say he was throwing 90 miles an hour, and it sounds like he's still a long way off. But you don't – that's like saying, well, look, everything that we believe in is a – that's like you, Roger, or me, or John, or whoever, saying, okay, these are our beliefs, but we're going to sacrifice our beliefs because we face adversity. Then those aren't your beliefs. You are who you are. And if team and culture and core is important to you, you don't bring a guy on who's going to disrupt that.
No.
And you don't do it a second time. By the way, the Ozuna thing was it blew up in your face.
It did.
It just wasn't good at all.
So you've talked about it for years. Daryl Morey never cared about chemistry.
Didn't even believe it.
You know what is important here? Chemistry. You know what's important here? That locker room. And when chips are down, they all still believe in each other, and they all
– and the Astros are sustainable.
And they still believe they're going to win. And because there's plenty of teams, the old Yankee teams, the A's teams that won and hated each other. That's all fine. That ain't here.
It's not a video game where you just say, who cares, by all means necessary. That's not how it works. Moves can have impacts on teams that are long-lasting. Mm. You have to be careful about, you know – I mean, just bringing Chris Paul – into Houston. Look, Chris Paul was great for the Rockets, but unfortunately he and James didn't get along. And I'm not blaming Chris Paul for this, but when you brought Chris Paul on to the Rockets, you basically, what we didn't realize is not only was it we have the best win total of any Rockets organization team ever, it also was the beginning of the end, because what it was going to end up doing to the fragile ecosystem of James Harden versus the world was going to really set in motion a set of arguments and then necessary moves that would eventually lead to Russell Westbrook and then John Wall and then complete annihilation of the team. Mm-hmm. So you have to know what will happen when you bring certain people in. So I just don't think that he will even be, honestly, John, I don't even think he'll be a consideration.
No, I hope not. All right, it's 729 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 7378-0-3776. Guys, we're going to get to you on the other side.
Astro was hated on yesterday.
All right.
We'll get to that. Astros are hated on, and we've already talked about no one hates them once they leave Houston. Not so fast. Somebody is still being hated.
You know what? And if you're hating what's going on in your life right now because somebody is suing you or the cops are after you or something bad in your life is happening, and you listen, if you have to get a divorce, you're hating that, whatever the case may be, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. What is it that happened to you? Did you get in an accident, an 18-wheeler, or any kind of an accident where you need help with the insurance company or whatever the case may be? If you're not getting what you need from whoever wronged you, then you've got the Morley Law Firm. Civilly, criminally, someone wronged you, then you've got the Morley Law Firm on your side. We don't all have those lawyers on retainer because we just can't afford those. Well, you can afford the Morley Law Firm because they're going to give you a free consultation, and you'd make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955. And tell them exactly what your issue is, and the Morley Law Firm, if they deem that they can take on your case. And listen, it's like it's extensive, the number of things that they handle. It's unbelievable, actually, how many different things that they handle with all the experience that they have, yet you can still get the personalized service that you need for whatever case that you have. Make the call, Morley Law. You have an issue? 713-839-9955 or Morley, MorleyLaw.com.
Well, hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Foot on the gas, I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get these guys in here because they've been waiting. They want to get in and talk about our Houston Astros. 713-780-3776. What's going on, Lou? Come on in. What's say, Lou?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Can I read some stats for you real quick? With 58 at-bats, a .310 batting average, two home runs, five RBIs, one stolen base, and an .821 OPS. Can you name that player for me?
Yes, I'm going to say that's Yuli.
Yes, it's Yuli. Like, what are we doing with the Astros? We want to go out and sign somebody that used to be an MVP, and, like, it's kind of what the NFL was begging everybody to do with Lamar Jackson, and we're just sitting here, like, counting our chips, hoping that this guy shows up. But we had a person, and then they're just like, no, we don't need you anymore. So, I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Well, Lamar Jackson's not 36 years old, too. So, I mean.
And you could have got Yuli on a one-year deal.
But this is
I mean.
But this is kind of a little bit. People are probably going to rewrite history because there's a lot of people excited about Abreu coming up.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
People were excited, like, hey, this feels like an upgrade. You know, this feels like an upgrade.
I was excited.
It just turns out, though, that it's not.
I wouldn't have given him $58.5 million for 3 years.
A 36-year-old, you don't even give Uncle Mike a 3-year deal. Everything is. That's why these moves were so non Astro. Montero, which, you know, hopefully Montero continues to pitch well. But Montero and Abreu, these are non-Astro moves to give players, to give a bullpen pitcher a 3-year deal worth double digits per year, and then a 36-year-old a 3-year deal. Even Uncle Mike couldn't get those deals, and that's after he was raking. He couldn't even get that on a second contract. So it never smelled like Astros deals. That's why you've got to have a clear philosophy. You got away from it. Look how quickly it got away from the Astros. A few months without having a general manager and having, you know, former baseball players who are not analytics-driven guys sit next to Crane, and look how quickly this got away from you from a contractual standpoint. One of the things that have made the Astros good is they really understand how to handle their money and how to handle their roster so that it will be sustainable. And immediately, with the loss of James Click, bad deals start rolling in. It's unbelievable how quick that could happen.
Oh, man. Well, 713, they were just very un-Astro-like. Just very un-Astro.
And it's not, this is not hindsight for us.
Mm-hmm.
We said it at the time. It was very obvious. This is not even close to a move that Luneau or even Click would make. It doesn't make sense. It's not like the Astros, you know, the team that had been in the ALCS, you know, so many consecutive years. What are we at? 6 consecutive years?
Yeah.
And 4 World Series? This isn't the moves they made during that time.
No.
It didn't look like it at the time. And, I'm not trying to be a hater, but this just shows you there's certain people who should not be allowed to push for what they believe is the right thing for the Astros if they're not part of the team philosophy. Jeff Bagwell's not part of the team philosophy. He wasn't part of any of this build. This isn't his. So, you know, being part of, hey, let's get Jose Abreu in. I like Jose Abreu. I don't know what part of that was Bagwell, but I can tell you this much. That was a 3-year deal. Okay, you want a 1-year deal on him? That's great. I could have even understood 2-year deal, even though he was going to be 36. Well, he was 36 when you signed him. But, man, a 3-year deal for this amount of money? You can't get out of this.
Well, the numbers would have told, and people who look at numbers would have told, they would have told you. Now, we even said it when he was, yeah, his power is coming down.
He's coming off.
I mean,
off
that
of
was
us.
The immediate thing that was said in every article and everything. His power numbers just aren't the same. His bat speed, whether or not he can catch up to fastballs, these are all an issue going ahead. I'm not sure a Luneau or a Click would have done this. Matter of fact, I'm pretty positive neither of them would have done this.
No.
Let's get John in here. Hey, John, what's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to get some info to back up what y'all been saying as
especially the 36-year-old thing. Back when steroids was the steroid era, I took every person in Major League Baseball history that hit over like 300 home runs, and I looked up their age and what year their power dip. And of course, this is before better health and probably, you know, PEDs. Like, you know, they're still doing PEDs. But almost, it was at 32 was almost a given. Like 80% of the players at 32 took a dip. 33 was drastic. Okay. And even if you add 2 or 3 years for better conditioning and you know, diets and all that stuff, it's only like a 30, probably 35 years old nowadays. I haven't checked nowadays, but still, that's how, if you're in charge of, how do you not know this? If you're, how do you not know that players' power numbers are going to dip at a certain age? And they signed this guy for 3 years at 36, at 36 years old. It made zero sense. And there's data behind it. I'm just a Joe Schmo. What happened was I got rained out one day at work, and I'm sitting at work, so I did that. And it took like 3 hours. That's all it took for me to see that every player dips at about 33 drastically. So how do they not know this? It's just asinine. Yeah. And you can see Abreu's numbers the last 2 years. It was obvious.
Thanks. Appreciate it, John. No, it was pretty obvious with Jose Abreu, but and I hope he gets going. But in the meantime, Pawpaw, you're killing the team. Stop batting.
Yeah, the whole point is, look, you're killing... the contract is a contract. You can't do anything about it now except try not to make that same mistake in the future with listening to, you know, non-analytics driven people, I guess. No. I mean, well, you got Dana Brown now. So you actually have a GM, but look what happened when they did deals with no GMs. A 36-year-old with diminishing power. People forget 36 is old in baseball. I know that we've been conditioned to see Aaron Rodgers and we see Drew Bledsoe and we see, you know, all these guys in other sports and we see Justin Verlander, but the fact is this is old for a hitter. 36 is old. It's not young. This is really normal historically for hitting and power to diminish greatly at this age and sometimes even earlier. And that's why having a contract where a guy's still getting paid when he's 39 years old, just that was just such a weird, weird deal. But, okay, it's done, right? All we're saying and all you've made the point for a while now is just get him out of there.
Yeah.
Just get him out of there. Throw him back in the Maldonado territory back there at 7, 8, 9. That's where he should be.
The Maldonado thing is another issue. I mean, Yiner did not look good before the other night. He looked real good the other night, throwing out a couple of runners. He's got a bullet. He looked really, really good. And the question is when are you gonna make something start with that transition as well? Not mm-hmm. just for Hunter Brown. Yiner Diaz has to be his personal caddy, but how about a couple of times a week? How about Yiner? Yiner speaks Spanish as well. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure some of the other pitchers wouldn't mind throwing to him. But you got to try to get – now, Yiner looked really, really bad, swinging balls over his head before. But he's got so much more potential than Maldonado does offensively, so much more. Papa's got to start to wean himself from these veterans and start to see that, you know what, we got to count on these young guys. And, you know, maybe it's time to start transitioning to, a younger team with more offensive potential. That's another move that could be made. You know, every two out of the five starts, two of them are Yiners. That he might just to give the offense a bit of a bolster. Here's Alex Bregman talking about. I mean, he homered last night, yesterday afternoon in the eighth inning. To bring it to within 3-2, but it's not enough. It's just not good enough.
Well, it felt good to square the ball up, but just overall, we're not doing enough offensively right now. We need to do a better job of swinging better pitches and damaging pitches over the middle of the plate. I think we'll all get together here. Before the game on Friday and kind of go through things and see where we can improve. I know how good of an offense we have here and look forward to showing it here down the road.
So I don't know if they're going to have a player. It's not going to be a players-only meeting, right? It's just going to be, I don't know, we're going to all get together and hit better? Is that what he said? Okay, wait. Well, so the follow-up question was, it's going to be a players' meeting, right? Here's Bregman.
No. It's just
nothing that's significant.
We just need to do a better job offensively. We haven't really strung anything together. A lot of quick innings for the opposing pitching staff. I think all of us know that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's have a team-only meeting so we can hit better. No, that's not going to help anything. You know what's going to help anything? Get your swing right. Alex Bregman, you know what? Dustin at Sources says, why are you guys not on Bregman? He's hitting .211. Well, his OPS is .683. I mean, while Abreu's is .531.
When people say that, like, Bregman is our dude. Yeah. Bregman has helped win World Series. We've seen what Bregman is. So we've seen him go through prolonged season-long slumps. We already know who he is.
Yeah.
This dude, who would ask that? Well, why would we talk? Well, let's see. What has Abreu ever done for the Astros? Is Alex Bregman 36? Is he coming off a year where he looked like an old player with diminished pop?
No, he came off a great year. Just is always a slow starter. He's always, and yet his OPS is near 700, ain't great, to get him up around 800, absolutely. I'd like to see his average above .211, absolutely. But
Alex Bregman is not a 36-year-old signed for the next 3 years who's never done anything for the Astros. No. Case closed. If you want to know why, because I know what Alex Bregman is and who he is, and I know if he starts slow every year of his entire career, that is not going to change this year, and it hasn't. But I've got no background with Jose Abreu other than he's a guy with a slower bat. There's a real easy reason. He's not one of our guys. He hasn't done anything for us.
Right.
There. Case closed.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to say, if this is being about anti-Bregman, you can do that on your Twitter page. That's fine.
Whoa.
You can hammer to whoever that is. You can hammer Bregman. But who cares? Like, I already know who Bregman's a dude who's won championships for us.
Yeah.
Abreu's done nothing but get worked whenever the Astros went up against him 2 years ago.
Absolutely. All right, I got to talk about Chastang Ford right now. I got to talk about my people over at Chastang Ford. I got to talk about what I believe is a family. It is a family atmosphere. One of the things that they said to me when I first started doing these spots was, you know what? We want people to know that it is like a family over here, and it is. And I'm going to tell you this: you're going to go back to your family. It's a good family, not a bad family. It's a good family in which you really appreciate what they do for you, and they do it for each other. What everybody does over there for each other. When I was looking, I got my truck, and they said, you know what? Ford has this interest rate. Let's go with this bank instead because it's a better interest rate on this. I was like, you know, are you sure Ford's going to be okay with that? We don't care. We're going to get you a better interest rate because that's what we care about here. We want to get you into that truck, and my truck is awesome. I love my F-150 Lightning, and you will too. They've got them on the lot right now. They've got all kinds of other vehicles on the lot right now ready for you, but they're going to get you at the payments that you have to be. They're going to get you with the lowest price that you can possibly get. You're not going to pay above MSRP on order vehicles. You're not going to get added on. You're not going to get marked up. It just never happens at Chastang Ford because that's where it starts at the top with the Chastangs, and that's why they've been in business for over 80 years in this city and doing great, better than ever. So if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, there's only one place to go, ChastangFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
You pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip on, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere I'm going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when
broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Jackson Mahomes was arrested and just posted and was released from.
This is from something that happened in February.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, kind of.
Here, look up Don Kleiman.
Dove, right? D-O-V?
Is it Dove or Don? I don't know. Anyway, there's video of him, of Jackson Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' brother leaving Johnson County jail. but the video of the assault by Jackson Mahomes, he grabs a woman. I guess she was 40 years old. She doesn't look 40 years old. He grabs this woman by the neck and face and kisses her, and then comes back and does it again. She had very little to no reaction. Here it is. She had very little to no reaction of him coming over and kissing her. He's grabbing her by the throat, but he didn't choke her or anything. Look at, she puts her drink down and she goes to him. She goes back to him. And then he comes back again.
I don't know what she's saying to him.
I have no idea what she... No, but she doesn't appear to be in any way, shape, or form. I mean, trying to get away from him. And he comes back and he kisses her again. And that's the assault.
Well, you may not like the term for it, but it was was it wanted? Was it asked for?
She's still standing there well after and not even moving.
I don't know what she's
saying. If she wanted to get away from him, I could...
Well, that the law is not going to say, well, she's still standing there. They're going to say... Was it wanted or unwanted? Did you force yourself on her? And he did grab her by the throat.
I don't know what the conversation was.
I don't know. I mean, that's why we'll see how this ends up going.
Right.
I know that you probably just... Jackson Mahomes is 22 years old. He's obviously immature. Just like if you say players are immature because they're young. Well, this guy's young too, and he's immature. But he has had... This is really, truly unbelievable that he cannot stay out. Every time he goes to a restaurant, something bad happens, it seems like.
Yeah.
Why can this guy not act like it? Like, he is, obviously, he's very privileged, entitled kid.
Yes.
Obviously.
He's
you
entitled.
You can see the way
there's
he
no,
acts.
Yeah.
There's no
because
question.
Because of Patrick. Because of his
Patrick.
Brother, right.
Yeah. And I don't know about the family situation or whatever, but he's like, he seems like a little, you know, like a, you know, got the mama's boy type of, I can do whatever I want. Young son who I don't know. I don't know him. I'm just totally guessing. But obviously, Pat Mahomes is a monster. And so, and when I say monster in a good way, like he's the best in football. And so this guy just thinks he can just do whatever. And I get that he's immature, but at some point, don't you start to realize the amount of embarrassment this brings Pat Mahomes? And I know he wants to be his own person. It's probably hard on him realizing that his brother is, you know, this, and this, and he's just an influencer or whatever. But golly, I feel bad for Pat Mahomes, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Jackson in a way that he doesn't know. Like, he clearly just doesn't. He just wants to be something, and it's now he's in a spot where he's just not likable by people don't like him in his own city. And that's the quarterback who's the most beloved player in Kansas City probably since Derek Thomas. Probably since Derek Thomas, or maybe a Royal at some point, but probably not even that. Pat Mahomes has won Super Bowls.
No.
He's the most beloved since Derek Thomas, probably.
He's the most beloved ever. Derek Thomas didn't win Super Bowls.
Yeah, maybe even ever.
Yeah.
Well, when he passed away, people, you know, you probably
no,
had this
yeah,
thing.
But
you're right.
Pat Mahomes
probably,
is a different level.
He's probably the most ever, and he's one of the most hated ever.
Yeah.
And he's a family member.
You're right.
And they don't like him
well,
in their own city because they've
too.
Had a deal. Yeah, and the wife too. But it's wild that's what we're doing here.
Well, he's notorious because he is such a deep. what you think of when you think of Patrick Mahomes and what you think of when you hear Jackson Mahomes, I mean, it can't be further. They can't be further on the on the scope.
No.
754 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. We never did get to the injuries. Jose Altuve updated us. He's taken some ground balls and he hasn't hit yet. That's okay. All right. Lance McCullers is throwing, but he hasn't thrown 90 yet, right?
No. Let's pull up Mark Berman. Actually, Mark's got the audio, I think. Mark Berman had the audio.
Lance McCullers.
I think of Lance McCullers, yeah. Unless he just had a picture of him. Well, we got the audio. We'll let you hear it from Lance McCullers himself. How you doing, Lance McCullers?
Everything's going really well. I'm off the mound. I've thrown three times off the mound, so really excited about that. Keep pushing forward. At this point, we're just adding velocity, adding pitches. I'm throwing four-seam, two-seam cutter changeup. So the curveball and slider will come in the next couple weeks. We have prioritized velocity and amount of throws versus off-speed just because I have a long history of throwing off-speed and it's not something that I lose the feel for. So it's a strategic thing versus a health thing. I'm healthy. I feel great. I threw a bullpen yesterday. I threw about 20-25 pitches, feel awesome today through today. So I'm excited to just keep building and make my way back. You know, we got a couple more bullpens. I would say at least 3, 4, 5 bullpens, and then we'll reevaluate. Looking to get into the 90s off the bullpen mound before we start breaching lives. So, you know, we get into the lives. Once that happens, whenever that time comes, the rehab assignment will be in the near future.
Sounds like it's a ways away.
Yeah. He said, I mean, couple weeks, we'll start to, what?
Yeah, he's talking about getting into the 90s, which means, you know, the arm is just clearly going to be a little atrophied, so he's not going to have the same velocity. But he's talking about multiple bullpen sessions, then rehab starts.
In a couple.
You've got 5 days in between. I don't know how often the bullpen sessions are, but, I mean, that doesn't sound like, you know what that sounds like again, John? To me, that sounds like maybe mid-July, or maybe we're dealing with what we dealt with last year, where you just, Lance McCullers just starts pitching in August.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to what Childish Altuve says. This is one of the hatinest haters.
No, he said hater.
On Twitter. He's the most hatinest ass Silky Johnson player hater of the year I've ever seen. Charlie Morton has done more and remembered more. I don't know what remembered more than, and will be remembered more than Lance McCullers. It's official. I hate McCullers. Trash ass Lance. First of all, I'm the only one that you get to say trash ass Lance.
Yeah, that's what Dell dubbed you that.
Number two,
you can't take his Lance's moniker.
That was the same World Series that Lance. Do you not remember when Lance threw 28 straight curveballs?
27 or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you not remember that?
No, 27 missed threes. Lance threw 26 straight curveballs.
Yeah. So in Houston,
we got 26,
history,
27.
Those are two famous numbers.
Yeah, two
famous. One was curveballs, one was missed threes in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, stop saying that. Charlie Morton left us. He could have stayed here and taken league minimum, and he chose not to.
You know, it's funny. Well, speaking of which, Jackie, who is, he's a hater too.
Mm-hmm. But he, of us.
You know, he nailed this on the head. Jim Crane is so against to 8 to 10 year contracts. He basically gave Jose Abreu at 36 years old the last 3 years of a 10-year deal.
Yeah.
That's basically what he did.
Because that's the ages that you would typically get to. Yeah, the age
that you would get to. From a 28-year-old.
Oh, my God.
To give him
I wish
a 10-year
no one would have said that.
From a 28-year-old, you give him a 10-year deal, you gave him $20 million a year for the last 3 years.
And this is why he's against it, is because the last 3 years typically are going to be potentially wasted years.
Yeah, and that's what you gave.
And now you got him on the wasted years.
Yeah.
Maybe this will turn out to be he'll get red hot and actually hit one home run this year.
Right.
All right, let's play a game. Over or under, first home run for Jose Abreu. What's today? May 4th? May 18th and a half.
Wow. I'm hoping. Under. He's going to hit one on this road trip.
She asked you by the 18th.
He's going to hit a home run on this road trip. I would like to get him a fly ball to the warning track would be great. I mean, he just pounds everything right into the ground.
I don't like this show when it turns into the Jose Abreu show. This is no fun.
No, it's not fun. 7:59.
So you think under May 18th? You think May 18th or before?
Before.
I'm going to go over.
Before May
18th. I do think it's going to be before June, though.
He's going to hit one on this road trip. I'm telling you.
I do think he'll have a home run before June. I'm going to say May 21st, if they even play then.
All right. I'm saying before. He's going to hit one on this road trip. 9-game road trip. He's going to hit a home run. And they're going to the clubhouse is going to explode.
Oh, the dugout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The dugout will.
The dugout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, you know, good for him. They should. Those are his teammates. They should be happy for him.
They should be happy for him.
I'm sure they really want him. Yeah, no, they definitely like him.
And that's great.
I like him. I just don't like his contract.
I don't like his contract play. Or his baseball right now.
I don't like his baseball or his batting spot or his contract right now.
I want to talk about Houston Injection right now. I want to talk about Amy and what she's doing right now. She's helping a lot of guys right now. Look, if you want to get this the weight loss shots, you can get over to over there. It's tough to get, but Amy's getting the job done. And if you're looking for a great way to lose weight with these shots, it's fantastic. It's working. It's unbelievable how good it is. If you're looking for the best way to lose some weight, Amy's got it for you. It's all at 975medspa.com. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's a spa. Oh, well, yeah. And you know what? Go there with your wife. Go there with your girlfriend. Have a day where you both get, you can get facials, the Hollywood facial, the Hydro facial. Take care of your skin. Take care of that laser hair. While she's getting her Botox or whatever, you can get your laser hair removal. Or you can get Botox, Botox as well. So if you're looking for, you get the laser hair removal in which she is going to love it because you're not going to have that hairy back. You need to get rid of that hairy back. All you need to do is go to 975medspa.com. Feel better, feel happier, boost your confidence, lose weight, lose hair, unwanted hair, all at 975medspa.com. Tell her you heard it right here, 975medspa.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.